Rav Shimshon Vahash uses these paragraphs to really talk about the Jewish journey and the Jewish mission. And he says that the following pledge of belonging to the Jewish nation, which we say daily, begins with the world of Ribbon, as we know, was talking about a time of persecution. And that's why we know that we say that there's certain things that might not be able to be proclaimed in public, they've got to be preserved even in secret. There are times when we can't wear our Judaism proudly in the street, but nonetheless, it needs to be cherished in our hearts and avowed before Hashem. And therefore, at the end of this paragraph, we're going to make a bracha where we look to the day when Hashem will once more be Mekadish Shmei Barabim, will be able to sanctify his name in public. The time when this avowal originated gives it all the more significance, because all the other nations, and he says such beautiful words, they gloried in the glitter of their power, their sagacity, their knowledge, their political skill, and their historic feats. And Klal Yisrael had to bear the brunt of their contempt, oppression, and persecution. However, the experience and perception which Klal Yisrael has gained through our wanderings, through the centuries, through observation of the destinies of the nations, we open our eyes to the shallowness and non-entity of all the seeming greatness. Other nations have come and gone. Nonetheless, Klal Yisrael has remained because we've held tight to our mission. Therefore, Klal Yisrael, despite the onward misery of its lot during the exile, we've learned to appreciate the true bliss of our calling, paying no heed at all to the difficulties which the faithful discharge of this mission might entail. And therefore, the Jewish people step before Hashem at all times, and we declare, we've come to know the insignificance of all those things which people derive from their own efforts and resources. Whatever life, love, justice, health, power, and strength we can derive from our own resources and gain through our own effort or without meaning. Even the merits that might be accrued to us through our loyalty to our duty, even they are not adequate basis for our hopes for the future. It's only because of the boundless, inalienable compassion of Hashem that we take refuge now and ever without with all our cares. And therefore, this is true for the Jewish people. In our own position, sometimes in the exile, we're impotent and we're weak and we're helpless and we're humble. But nonetheless, we've considered the origins, we've considered where all the nations go. And we know how idle all heroism is, and all the glory passes away without a trace, and all the wisdom proves ignorance, and all the politics are foolish, because the sum total of everything they do is really worthless. And they never really achieve their supposed aim to promote human welfare. And all the days appear before the Hashem as an empty dream. So then what is Klal Yisrael? We take pride in being the community of Yaakov, that Hashem calls his firstborn amongst the entire human race. He's given us as a token of his love and delight, the name Yisrael and Yeshurun. Yisrael is the wanderings through history where we proclaim the sovereignty of Hashem. But the name Yeshurun is our task to fulfill Hashem's will, as it's been revealed to us. Hayasha be'enei Hashem. We're doing always that which is right and just in the eyes of Hashem. Amidst all the miseries with which we've suffered through history, the eternal heritage with which our fathers have handed down to us, and which we become aware anew each day, as we avow it morning and night when we say the Shema, they fill us with a sense of supreme bliss, and we can never thank Hashem enough for it. So we say the Shema aloud, Yad Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed. We look to the future, which although it's veiled to the eye, is definitely going to come, a future where the name of Hashem will be glorified throughout the world. We're confident too that even through our predestined pilgrimage through this splendid goal, Hashem will also live to see a time where we'll not be compelled to acknowledge this in secret, while they will be able to do this in public.